This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. All right. So much. Birch Gold. There's an interesting new piece at birchgold.com, and it's talking about how the gold is harder to get. And it's getting harder to get, but also that the gold price beat expectations in the very best way possible. Go check it out, birchgold.com, for your latest news on that. And then, of course, learn how to protect everything you have and protect against inflation. We're going to get more inflation. I know. I hate that, too.
Do you?
Trust me. Yeah, I do.
I'm kind of getting used to it.
I know. I love Dan Aykroyd, though. Inflation is our friend. Please text Birch Gold 989898 and use my name, Kate, and you'll get some really good free information that you can peruse.
I think everyone should buy 1 ounce of gold.
Yeah.
And then compare it to inflation every day.
That's true.
Maybe learn that lesson.
You know what? You're so right on that. You're so right on that. Best place to buy gold and silver is Birch Gold. Though you'll get it quickly. It's packaged amazing. They're just an awesome, awesome company. I can't say enough about them. They're great. So, and it doesn't cost you anything to switch everything to a gold and silver account that backs it. So just get that extra peace of mind. So, you know what's funny? I'm kind of known for bringing up the moon, okay? And we kind of have to do it because there's a couple of things that have surfaced, huh? Sorry. Surfaced and I don't love talking about the subject all the time because I think people are either going to get it or they're not. And it's okay if you want to believe that it happened. It's okay if you disagree with me. We can have that conversation because the question I keep asking people is, why are you so married to this? What makes you so involved with the moonlight that you can't even look at the problems that we should have been asking at the time? Why are we so married to this idea that it had to have happened or your whole life is now diminished as a nothing burger? So there's a new movie coming out and there's also, it's called Fly Me to the Moon. Okay. And Scarlett Johansson.
There's a song.
Yeah. Yep. This movie's coming out and it's actually going to talk about faking a lot of the shots for the press, for the event. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens because of course at the end they're going to debunk that and go with the narrative at the end, but it hasn't come out yet. And I'm just saying that they're calling it the craziest conspiracy of all time. And it's like, I don't think it's the craziest at all. I don't. In 1976, there was a brochure that was put out and it started getting people to think about it. So this was how many years later? Seven years.
7 years.
And it said the $30 billion swindle, the $30 billion swindle.
And by today's standards with climate change, that they're amateurs.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, come on. So there was a new website that came out and it's called 4D, right? Like the 4D moon webs. Like there's new websites from NASA or new pictures from NASA.
4K.
Is it 4K?
It's 4,000 kilobyte
4K.
Photo.
Why do I keep saying 4D? Anyway, 4K. And so they're showing you these glorious shots. Now they've twisted the narrative a little bit to say it's such a good thing that we haven't gone back for 50 years because now it's in pristine condition. So when we do visit, it's so pristine. And that way we can take even better photos for you and get them right. I just was kind of laughing at
it. It just goes to show you, though, how careless those astronauts were, destroying the moon the way they did in those few visits. And it took 50 years to become pristine again. Where do these people come up with this stuff?
I don't know. You have to laugh because they're trying to come up with so many different things. And the tide has turned on people questioning it. You have never seen as many people questioning it as you have in the last couple of years, ever. And people are going, now, wait a minute, you know, how do we have the technology and how did they put together a moon buggy and fit all the parts in that tiny capsule loaded with everything else they had to have? And how did they do all of this? And none of it makes sense. But I have to say, it's getting a little more, it's getting a little more mainstream to question everything.
Sure.
And I love that. Here is a clip. This was comparing the moon landing. So you're going to hear a little bit of the event of the moon landing and then comparing it to 2024 and the issues we're having. Here you go.
Podcast live, why
now that we have the technology to see all of this live?
And we're getting a picture on the TV. You got a good picture, huh?
He's on the moon.
And the second man is on the moon.
Neil Armstrong are getting ready to move the TV camera now out to the panorama position.
Okay, as far as distance goes, Neil, and we'll line you up again when you finish the panorama.
Tell me if you got a picture, Houston.
We got a beautiful picture, Neil.
Issues with file transfers. We did have a number of communications glitches. We had either forward or return link problems.
Also, during COAST in the zero gravity of environment of space,
it's very difficult to transmit on the fly, if you will, and get that all the way back to Earth.
Struggle to get communications.
Unfortunately, they're going to be in the darkness. They will not be sunlit, so we won't get very good video of them.
Hmm.
I always have trouble getting video in the dark, too.
Yeah, so they didn't have any of those problems in 1969 when we didn't even have a cell phone, but they have them now.
You know why, though?
Why?
Because in those days, they matched outer space and used vacuum tubes instead of solid state.
Yeah. I just wondered if any of your views have changed on this at all. Have you thought about it a little bit more and you still feel the same way you do? And that's okay. I just wonder. I mean, not everyone's going to come to the same conclusion that I do or the same one that you do on anything. But I just wondered if you felt like that wasn't something I questioned and now I'm a little more curious, or you looked into it and now you're like, oh my gosh. 888-673-1450. I just want to hear.
I can't give up on it, because to me, it was really not about going to the moon. It was about beating the Ruskies.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We beat the Ruskies.
Mm-hmm. And then we stopped going when the war ended.
Yeah.
It was just odd timing. I mean, I guess somebody could walk away going, that's a coincidence. I just can't. We were in such a hustle and had to get there so many times, and then all of a sudden we just stopped. The second the war ended, I just thought that was a little weird.
Then again, there's always the possibility that those mm-hmm. aliens that live on the moon mm-hmm. said, don't come back for 50 years.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, so I was, I don't know, 10, 11, 12 years old when they started all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Watched every one of the launches, you know, sure. Sat in front of the TV set. Of course, I'm not, you know, wasn't old enough or wise enough to know that, you know, what it was being. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I've completely changed my mind on lots of things. And primarily that's the shining star of this non-demic that we went through mm-hmm. is that it basically just opened up a whole world.
Yeah.
It's depressing on one side, because it's like everything I've ever learned in my entire life is a lie. And it's hard to deal with that sometimes.
It is. I feel that. I feel that too. All the time. It's hard.
Yep.
Yeah. It's hard to be positive. And at the same time, I'm just grateful to know more truth, because when you hear truth, you see truth. You can't unsee it. That's how you know. So,
right. And I would rather know the truth
yeah.
than continue to live with the lie. I definitely want the red pill. I don't want the blue pill.
Thank you.
But it's astonishing. It's astonishing how much of this has been perpetrated on us over the years.
Know.
It's unbelievable.
I know.
So, yeah.
Oh, I love your phone call. Thank you so much. I feel that every day. Do you feel that
Absolutely.
Every day? Absolutely. That's probably really the hardest part about what we do for a living, because we have to absorb it. Like crazy all, you know, so we can do this show and talk about it and decipher and analyze and think. And it's difficult, because I'm always like, well, what's around the next corner as far as, you know, the next thing. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. Hey guys, if you love this show, please follow this advice. Go text Birch 989898 and text my name, Kate. You're going to get some free information. It's super important. At least look it over. And I would not be telling you this if I didn't honestly believe this would help you. Okay. They're going to help you with gold-backed security in the money you have out there. Okay. And also, should you unload your money? What should you do? And depending on your age, there's different things. So please go do that. Text 989898 and text my name, Kate. Thanks, you guys.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. If you're struggling with debt, like we were talking about inflation at the beginning of the show, please go to donewithdebt.com. At least get your rates negotiated down. I mean, what are you waiting for? If somebody can do that for you, why would you not want to do that? It's gonna save you so much money. And people are getting buried. They're getting buried right now. I know people that are getting buried right now in credit card debt. So please, this is such a great way to kind of stave off the pending gloom and doom from credit cards. But I love these guys. They're really good at what they do, and you'll love them. I promise you that. You'll love them. Go to Done With Debt. You're just done. Donewithdebt.com and get them to reduce your rates down because they can. Sometimes it's just a matter of getting somebody in there that knows what they're doing and have them help you do it. Okay. You're going to love that. Boy, you could save, you know, $300, $400, $500, $1,000, $2,000, whatever a month. Wouldn't it be worth it to you? I would imagine. You know, the phone lines are open. 888-673-1450 is the phone line during the afternoon. And I'd love to hear, was there something that you thought was true? You really thought was true until recently. And you went, even in the last 10 years, and you went, oh my gosh, and now you feel the complete opposite. What about you, Milty?
I've always been a skeptic.
Yeah?
I really, since a very young age, I've been skeptical of things. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think that's a good thing. I wasn't, to tell you the truth. And when somebody, and it was actually Investigator Dave, when he brought up the moon landing to me, I was very resistant. I was almost like borderline, like laughing at him, right? Like I was borderline, like, just, you're ridiculous. Why would that be? Why would they do that? And it took me a while. It did. It took me about a year. And I wouldn't even look into it because I thought that it was so ridiculous, right? And I thought that, well, of course, you know, that's just being too much of a conspiracy theorist. Yeah, that's what I thought at the time. Yeah, like you're trying to find stuff, right? And that's honestly how I felt. And then I realized, as I started getting into it, I was like, there was no way some of these things could have happened. There was just no way. And so it was a big moment because I had to do a ton of research. Did you?
No.
You didn't?
It was always obvious to me.
Really?
No, I did a lot of research. I did a lot of I was a prolific reader.
Yeah.
When I was young.
Yeah. Yeah. But even that guy that handed out that pamphlet in 1976 that put out that pamphlet, that was really the first time many people even went, weird. And that's a different thought, you know. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go right ahead. Can you hear him?
Barely.
Yeah. So the JFK assassination is one that I can't believe the narrative on. And if you watch some of the footage of the videos that have been released of it, it's pretty evident that the driver turned around and shot him point blank.
Interesting. Okay. So not the shooter that was farther ahead.
No.
Hmm.
No, it wasn't Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oh, I know it wasn't
him. Guy.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't him. So, okay.
But there was, when they released the file, it's been about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch the video of that, you will see his driver turns around and shoots him point
right.
blank.
Hmm, interesting. Okay, I'll have to revisit that. Thank you. Really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Is there something out there that you thought was true and now you're kind of guessing? I don't know.
You know, we get conditioned to believe certain things, though. And at the time, the way it happened, how could you not believe it? Everybody in the country stopped what they were. I was in school, and the teachers came into the classroom crying, saying, all you kids are going home. President Kennedy has been shot.
And
the whole world came to a stop.
You're right.
How do you not believe that?
I know. 9/11, too. Whole world came to a stop.
Yeah.
No, it's very, very true.
So as time progresses, technology becomes such that when you look backwards, you realize that what you saw in the in that old technology doesn't quite ring true anymore.
Right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, yes, about the Kennedy assassination, I saw the video where it looked like the driver pointed a gun back at Mr. Kennedy. And I've talked to people who said that's what happened. But if you look at that video a little closer, it's really a glare because it happens to the passenger of the driver. He leans forward and there's another glare that looks just like a gun. And so that's my skepticism on that. Although I think there was more nefarious reasons why President Kennedy got shot.
Me too. Me too. Definitely. We've covered that a lot on the show, and I thank you for calling in. Thank you so much. There's so many things like this learn about.
The thing about the Kennedy assassination, I believe he was assassinated. No doubt about it. They wanted us to believe it was a nutcase named Lee Harvey Oswald. But no, he was killed by our own government. And that's what they were covering up. They just didn't want us to know the truth about how and why.
Right. I keep seeing stories about it. It's so amazing to me how it just keeps, you know, on and on. The president that took over, what's his name?
Johnson.
Thank you. stop. My brain's not working. His Secret Service complicit in this.
Johnson was a criminal.
Yeah.
No, he was a murdering thug. He's involved in more than one murder in history. And he was all about wealth. And, you know, he started the company called Canteen that got the contract for all the military bases to have a little snack bar, basically, on every military base in the world. He was a criminal.
Yeah,
from the start.
Deep in the mob and...
And a pervert.
Yeah.
And a pervert.
Yeah.
Kind of goes hand in hand a lot, too, if you look at history.
So true.
Criminals and perverts.
No, it's the truth. It's the truth. There's so much on that. And we've done, I mean, I don't even know how many shows we've done on that. And, you know, there still are people that say, oh, no, it was Lee Harvey Oswald. And I, at this point in the game, I think that... They're never going to change.
No.
I don't think anything can help that. I think they just have to cling to it to have their childhood be normal or something. I don't know.
Not just their childhood, their life. When you come to the realization that our own government assassinated the president of the United States, that destroys your entire life.
And got away with it and assigned a Warren Commission that was never going to actually look into any of it.
How do you face that?
I don't know. No, you're right. How do you face it? It's a good question. We'll take your calls when we come back. We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Stay with us.